from one post to another.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Yeah.
What was that called?
A rock fence. Mm-hmm.
Did they used to have those in this section?
Not down here, but down there in the woods where I've hunted, I happened to see one of them. Mm-hmm. They were made completely out of rocks and stones. By hand.
Gosh. Was it just, did people try to cut them and smooth them?
On some they did, and others they just fed them in.
Mm-hmm. What do people used to use to carry water in?
Buckets, pails, wash tubs, jugs, jars, pots. Pans.
Is there a difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
Yeah, one's usually wooden and the other one's galvanized.
Which is the wooden?
The pail.
Mm-hmm. And the bucket's
galvanized.
What about the thing you could use for carrying food out to the hogs in? You call that a...
hog trough?
Or the thing you bucket or pail you carry it out in.
Use anything you got.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear of a slop bucket or swill pail?
Swill pail, yeah.
That's what you used to call it?
Mm.
And the thing that people could use for frying eggs in would be
a frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a frying pan that had little legs on it? Remember what that was called?
Yeah, frying pan.
It didn't matter if it had legs on it or not?
Didn't make no difference to me.
Did you ever hear the expression a spider?
Spider, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a frying pan?
Mm-hmm.
What did the spider look like?
It was a smaller thing than the regular old big frying pan.
Was it flat or did it have legs?
It had legs on it. How much longer are you going to interrogate me?
Well,
I'm getting hungry now.
You want to wait till this tape runs out? It should be about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, I guess I understand it that much
or
longer.
Or I could stop it now, I think.
No, I understand it. 15 more minutes.
Okay. If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
in a vase.
And...
when I came up, you didn't have no vase. You had a jar you put them in.
How... a long time ago, on Monday, women would gather all the dirty clothes together and go do the...
washing.
And on Tuesday?
They'd do the drying.
And then they'd...
iron.
Uh-huh. Nowadays, you could just send your clothes to a...
the laundry.
Do people used to use the word laundry much? Would they say, I have to...
when I was coming up, honey, they didn't have no such thing. You done your own laundry.
Uh-huh.
Well, with a scrub board.
Uh-huh. Which, did people use the word, though? Did they say, I'm going to do the laundry, or did they say, I'm going to do the washing. Uh-huh.
They never heard of no laundry.
What would, you know, the big black thing they'd have out in the yard for heating the water?
It was a wash pot.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Yeah, the scalding pot.
Mm-hmm. What about something that, little thing has a spout to it, you could heat up water to make hot tea in? You call that a tea?
Teapot?
Or something that... you put on the stove to heat up.